What's happening, everyone? We have finally done it. We are in the studio. The only person that I could invite for the debut video in here is the wonderful Adeola Depo.
I'm astounded that I got the first call. Be honest, who rejected
it? No, mate, it could only be you. I'm being entirely serious. Oh, when I was getting this organised, when I knew that we were going to launch, when I finally got this built, got it made, got everybody in, it was never in doubt that the first video had to be with you. Mate, you and I have been doing this ever since the birth of my YouTube channel. Like, I knew you before I knew YouTube.
You know, it's crazy, actually. I remember when you started your YouTube channel and I was like, you're going to get 50,000 subs just like that. And you're like, no chance.
Yeah.
I think you've done it in like 3 months.
And I got very lucky. Yeah, and mate, this is it. It's amazing. So thank you to everybody who's tuned in. Thank you to everybody who's subscribed. Please do click subscribe because we have finally done it. I've been speaking about trying to elevate the production values on this channel.
It's about time
such
you
a
left
long
the
time.
Yeah. It's about time you left the corner of your bedroom.
Oh no.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's because I had another baby. I basically launched out of the house. I needed a safe space to come and talk
Before
about football.
Before we kick things off, I love the fact, I'm only here because you've got a Gerard behind you, a signed Gerard frame.
Signed Gerard,
like, you
know though.
That's it, sold.
Yeah, mate, signed Gerard in an England top.
Yeah.
It's up there.
Space.
Mate, a bit of Amy.
One more space. I wonder that
Need
could
an
be.
Icon. Need an
be.
Icon.
Carragher?
I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Carragher is an icon, but I am keeping my fingers crossed. I thought, Addy, what we could do today, it's just kind of jump in the deep end, do something that's a little bit ridiculous, and do a pre-season prediction video.
Ooh.
The table. Ooh. How the table will look come May next season.
How bad do you think we did last? We did one of these last season.
It wasn't great.
And neither of us would have said Liverpool.
No.
Now, even in my Liverpool wildest third. Dreams, I think I had them third or something.
That's the beauty of football, though, isn't it? The unpredictability.
Yeah.
The way that you just cannot possibly actually predict what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we all talk about football all the time. We play football. We focus on football. We read about football. We listen to football. Our lives are football. And yet when it comes to actually predicting it, it's so difficult because it's the jeopardy, man. It's what makes it so beautiful.
Like Nottingham Forest just threw everyone's sort of bets out the window,
Bournemouth.
Didn't they? Bournemouth.
Manchester United and Tottenham in the opposite way.
Who would have had that, 16th and 17th?
Unbelievable,
like,
wasn't it?
16, 17th or 15, 16? Who would have had that?
So unbelievable.
You just don't know.
So what we're going to do now is a ridiculously early Premier League prediction table. Your table, my table. We can discuss it as we go.
Go on, then.
And we should probably start at the very bottom.
Okay.
Sadly, and I say this with regret, it's not often I hope to be wrong. Yeah. When I say things, I always hope to be right. But I genuinely hope to be wrong on this. But I feel like it's going to be Sunderland, who are bottom of the league, come May 2026.
Yeah, and look, I don't think that's a wild sort of statement. Sunderland, like every team that comes up in the last few years have gone down.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of how big they are, I mean, Leeds have done that kind of yo-yo thing, right? Big clubs. So as much as you're saying you don't want it to happen because you want only big clubs in the Premier League because you're that kind of person for some reason, Sunderland will get relegated.
They will.
They've sold their midfield maestro as well.
And they've been promoted too early. Like I don't think they went into the season expecting promotion. And they certainly, by the time that they got into the playoffs, like they finished how far behind Sheffield United?
Yeah.
You know, and I felt like whoever won that playoff tie was going to struggle.
Yeah.
And the fact that it was kind of the underdog going into it. Mm. You know, I wanted Coventry to come up. It wasn't Coventry. Then I wanted Sunderland. Sunderland had done it. But
young side,
like,
as well.
Both.
Really young side.
Whoever came up via the playoffs were going to be in trouble.
And I don't care if you spend 150 million, and we've seen teams try and do that. It's the gap's too big.
It's too big.
The gap's too big.
To do it in one. To do it, like, maybe they could go, you know, come up, go back, come up again, maybe.
To
maybe
do,
learn
sort of,
from it.
Sort of promotion to promotion and sort of Ipswich.
Yeah, it's just too difficult.
It's too big, it's too big.
So I've gone Sunderland to be bottom and you've gone Sunderland to be bottom.
I've gone Sunderland to be bottom as well.
Okay, so we're in agreement so far. Yeah. We just don't give them any hope.
That's going to happen.
Do you feel like that's a banker?
Banker. Like, well, relegation.
Relegation.
Relegation banker.
Yeah, I mean,
clip that.
I think you're probably correct. I hope you're wrong, but I think you're probably correct.
Okay.
What about in terms of who finishes 19th? Who have you gone for?
Burnley.
You've gone for Burnley
19. Scott Parker's Burnley.
Yeah.
You know,
we're in agreement here,
by the way. They got relegated under Vincent Kompany. It's the same players.
Yeah.
Same players and a manager who's been relegated from the Premier League.
There is one reason why I think that they have a chance. And you know, a lot of the time in the Championship, teams that come up are often the most expansive. They score the most goals. They're attacking and incisive.
Okay. So we again.
This team have come up, like the reason that they've succeeded in the Championship is because they have a rugged defence.
Yeah.
They are robust. They are resilient. If they, what they don't have to do is completely redefine the way that they play in order to succeed in the Premier League.
They need to
goals
score.
Goals could be a problem.
There's going to be a time when teams are coming to Turf Moor and they've got to win those games. They're going to look at, like, oh, we've got to beat Brentford. Brentford are coming. We've got to try and nick something for Fulham. Fulham are coming. and they're not going to get 3 points because they don't score. They might get a point because they don't concede, but they haven't got a goal scorer. So, nah, Burnley.
Can't see it for Burnley.
No chance.
I like Scott Parker. I would like him to be well. I like him.
So do I.
And I rate him as a manager.
He was heavily linked with the Spurs job.
I know. Yeah. Well, I know. But you see, if he takes Burnley down, that doesn't necessarily paint him in a negative colour. They're not good enough to stay up.
No, no. Again, Vincent Kompany won the
Bundesliga,
having
exactly.
taken Burnley down. So, but it doesn't help him because there's a few times now where Scott Parker's been in this situation.
Yeah. He kind of needs to have a good season.
He needs to have a good Premier League season. Yeah. Or is he a championship or manager that manages somewhere in Europe?
Yeah. I'm going to surprise you now.
Go on.
The third team to go down next season is Brentford.
Not surprised.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in agreement.
No. We haven't got the same bottom three.
Brentford, we have.
I can't believe
we have Brentford are gone.
Do you know, I was toying between Brentford and Wolves because I feel like Leeds are going to survive. Obviously, you now know that
Wolves.
I feel like Leeds are going to survive.
Wolves a good shout.
I couldn't tell whether it would be Brentford or Wolves or potentially Bournemouth the way that their squad has been ripped apart.
Yeah.
So
Bournemouth have got a really good manager.
They have.
In Iraola. I think he would have known that Huijsen's going, he would have known that Kirkus is going, and he's probably got reinforcements in Spain somewhere waiting to hop on a plane. But Brentford, I mean, you lose Thomas Frank, you lose Mbeumo.
And then you're talking about potentially losing Vissa. Like Norgaard. Oh. Like it's becoming problematic.
It's painful.
And also, like, Thomas Frank was, I can't really think of an example. Maybe you could say Pep Guardiola at Man City, maybe Klopp when he was at Liverpool. But you know, when the manager is the club.
Yeah.
Like the manager's powers at the club are so captivating for everybody in the...
I don't even think you can compare it to Guardiola or Klopp because those clubs are so big.
Yeah.
When you're a manager of Brentford fans, a smaller club, you are literally the gaffer.
Yeah.
You're the chairman almost.
He was everything, wasn't he?
You make
the public
all the
face
signings,
of the club, yeah.
Everything. Literally, you're that guy. Now you've gone and talking about Keith Andrews.
I know.
He's been turned down for jobs in League One.
Do you know what I can believe? Like, everybody's focusing on the fact that he was like the set-piece coach. And you're like, a set-piece coach, should he get the job? And you're like, probably not. But the thing that I think is a stark worry for Brentford fans, Thomas Frank took the kitchen sink with him to Tottenham. The only thing he didn't take was Keith Andrews. Like, that's mental.
Yeah,
that's like, the
crazy.
Only thing that he didn't take.
That's like when you leave your house and leave the bed. Well, I don't want
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a new bed.
I'm going to buy a new bed. It doesn't fit my room.
It
doesn't fit my new house.
It isn't my colour scheme.
So, no, I think that Brentford are done.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Is it?
It's a shame.
Is
it? You know what? Yeah, it is, because they produce good players. Over the years, they produce really good players.
They've had a great ride of it.
Yeah.
They've had a great ride of it. So after that, and like I just touched on there, so I've gone Brentford to go down. Now, surviving by the skin of their teeth, I said Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Yeah, okay, that's yours.
Yeah, I mean, and they could go.
Yeah.
You know, they could go. So I've gone Wolves to just survive. Who have you gone?
I've gone Leeds.
Leeds to just survive.
Yeah, just to survive Leeds.
Okay.
Which I'm probably going to change around in my head now. But yeah, I've gone Leeds just to survive.
I like the idea. I mean, I obviously think they survive as well. Why have you gone for them to survive? Because I thought it was very unlikely that both of us would have said they survived.
I thought Leeds were going to get relegated in my head until Brentford happened.
Yeah.
So I was going to go for the three teams that came up with the three teams that were going to go down because the last couple of seasons have shown us that that's how it is. But because Brentford have done what they've done and gutted the squad, I think Leeds have just got enough. And they've got enough money now. Obviously, look, American-owned, big money in America.
Yeah. 49ers, isn't it?
Club. People want to go to Leeds.
Mm.
Yeah, players will want to go Leeds. So I think Leeds will have just enough. And their fan base is just nuts, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, going to Ellen Road.
Anyone can get beat. Yeah.
It could happen.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And also, because of the history of the club and like the passionate support, it's not going to be an easy game when Leeds go. Like, you know, when Leeds come to Stamford Bridge?
Not easy.
I expect us to win, but they could beat us.
Not easy.
I expect us to win, but they could certainly get a point. Yeah.
Some teams just have that.
Yeah, Leeds.
Well, see, this is the point with Brentford didn't have that.
No.
I mean, Brentford built it eventually, didn't have that.
Leeds just have it.
Like, even if Liverpool played Leeds in the FA Cup quarter final and it's Ellen Road, I'm
it's a tough game.
Tough game.
Because infrastructure wise, they're obviously a Premier League side.
100%.
So you've gone Leeds just to survive, I've gone Wolves just to survive. Beyond that, I have gone for, this is slightly controversial, so I've gone Leeds, Wolves survive, Leeds survive. In 15th, West Ham United. This is totally based upon the limitations of Graham Potter.
Okay.
What do you reckon? West Ham United to finish 15th, which would be a terrible season for them.
It would be, but I mean, they've got problems ahead. Kudus looks like he could be going. Spurs, potentially. So this is obviously, we're doing this early, guys. I'm getting to this camera. We're doing this early. A lot could happen, but Kudus looks like he could be going. Pakatar, I'm hearing, could be a lifetime ban.
Yeah.
So if they lose that, that's their midfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So,
and also, they've got a manager who just isn't at all in keeping with their club.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you think about what West Ham fans want out of their team, out of their manager, out of their players, the people that represent them, it's so not Graham Potter.
No.
Like, think about the players that they love. Yeah. They love Mark Noble, Geezer. They love Paolo Di Canio, Geezer.
Yeah.
They love Cotton Cole, Geezer.
Yeah.
They're just not going to resonate with Graham Potter. They're
he
not,
hasn't
not
done enough
chime
to get
them.
The respect from a lot of the players either.
No.
Let's be honest. I mean, this is where his Brighton sides are always just floating around relegation.
Mm.
Then De Zerbi came and it was like, oh, 1 second, yeah. So we can actually do something. All right, fair. I've gone Wolves.
You've gone Wolves.
I've gone Wolves in that spot, okay. Yeah. I think...
So you think Wolves finished 15th?
I think Wolves finished 15th.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
No, I think Wolves finished 16th.
Oh, Wolves 16th,
Wolves
sorry.
16th for me. Okay. The Cunha one's massive.
Yeah.
The Cunha one's massive. And it's not just the Cunha one. I mean, they were there with Cunha.
Yeah, it felt like Cunha,
so Cunha
kept them up.
They're there with Cunha. Yeah. What are they going to do about Cunha?
Ait Nouri.
There you go. Oh, my God, I forgot about Ait Nouri.
Mm. Yeah, Wolves could go. It was honestly, it was a flick of a coin for me. You know when I was working out who goes down?
Yeah.
It was like, is it Brentford or is it Wolves? Mm. And they're totally interchangeable.
Mm.
I think they're both really going to struggle. And I don't really see a way out of it. Like you know when you think, well, if this happens, they could be all right.
Yeah.
And you know when you're looking at Brentford, you're like, if they bring in Keith Andrews, I don't really know what signings they could make that suddenly make them okay. I don't see what the solution is.
But they always do this Moneyball approach, isn't it?
But is a Moneyball approach ultimately unsustainable?
Eventually, it becomes unsustainable.
You can't keep unearthing these amazing footballers.
Brighton's done it.
They have, but is it unsustainable for them? On some level, will that end ultimately?
Yeah, because you need a good
manager. And also, they did kind of end it because they started spending some proper money as well.
Brighton did, yeah. And you need top managers. And Brighton have been fortunate to have very good managers in the last couple of years. All right, so what have I got 15th? I've got Everton.
Okay, that's not you're not seeing Everton having a particularly good year. I was thinking the new stadium's hard.
That's the issue for me.
Yeah,
that's the issue. It's the new stadium. So look, I think David Moyes has gone in. He's done a good job, almost under no pressure though.
Yeah,
he's gone in because it was so bad. I mean, getting a point was good.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
They've got no strikers. I mean, Dominic Calvert-Lewin. I don't know.
But I think the expectation levels of the club will rise. So when he went in there,
but
the expectation was on the floor.
But you're
when
not
it
playing Everton. You're almost playing at a neutral ground, going to this new stadium.
It is hard. Do you remember when Arsenal first went into their new ground? They struggled, didn't they?
Badly. At the
was it Agbon Lahore?
The
Villa.
Did it?
Was it Agbon Lahore? So I remember Agbon Lahore scoring. But yeah, they got done anyway. Yeah. It's hard when you go into a new stadium. Mm. It's really hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard to like make it home. It will come.
It will come. 100%. It will come. But let's not try and rewrite history with Everton. The last four seasons. They flirted relegation.
Mm.
There was a time when under Lampard, where I thought they were gone.
Yeah,
and he kept them up.
And the year before,
and the year before.
Then.
So,
but they've
not signed any better players.
But they do have a manager now that really gets them. They have a manager who totally understands what they're about. Like David Moyes is Everton. He is totally
You can't turn water into wine with these players.
No,
and some of these players just ain't good enough.
I actually think Everton are going to be okay. I've got them a lot higher. I've got next. I've gone for 14th.
Oh, controversial! I've seen it.
Nottingham Forest.
Wow, that's a drop. You're thinking they dropped 7 places.
I just think they massively overperformed last year and it went stale towards the end. Like they ran out of steam. Do you remember they dropped points to Leicester?
Yeah, they just ran out of steam.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think? That means you're saying they start the season with no steam?
No, I think that they overachieved as well. I don't think, you know when you think about how well everything went for them last year?
Yeah.
Chris Wood scoring all those goals. Yeah. Like that doesn't happen again. I'm sorry, that just doesn't happen again. Chris Wood, in the final weeks of the season when they needed him to score, he had so many chances and he made a pig's ear of them all. Normal service was resumed. He hit a purple patch. A purple patch that I don't think he will ever replicate again.
It was incredible.
So he did that. Yeah. You know, I think that there's some good players there.
Now, Morgan Gibbs-White's a good player.
Gibbs-White, very good player. I like Elanga.
Looks like he's going.
Yeah.
Looks like
Elanga
he's going.
Could go, which would be bad news. Newcastle, right?
Yeah.
That'd be bad news. Yeah. Look, I think Hudson-Odoi is a very good player. Good Premier League footballer. But also, you know when I say that I think that they'll end up finishing like around 14th?
That's not bad.
I'm not saying that that's
is,
an insult. I just don't think they're going to have a season like they're going to have last year.
Yeah, it's not an insult, but they were that close to Europe.
Well, they made the conference.
There you go. Sorry, apologies. Yeah, so that might be a problem, by the way.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Thursday, Sunday, Monday thing could be an issue.
Yeah.
All right, okay. It's
so
not,
who,
it's not
you,
as wild.
Who have you gone for at 14th?
This might sound a bit wild to you.
Come on.
Fulham.
Yeah, I mean.
Is that wild? Do you know what it is? Yeah, can I be honest with you? 14th to 9th is so interchangeable.
Yeah.
Anyone could be in there.
Yeah.
Like, literally any team could be in there. And I've gone for Fulham.
No, I think Fulham will have a better season than that. I also rate their manager highly.
Do you?
Yeah, Marco Silva's a good manager. Really good manager, I think. In 13th, I've gone Bournemouth. What are you thinking for 13th?
That's 13th's tough. 13th's really tough.
You can't have West Ham much higher than 13th, can you?
West Ham, yeah, it's a good shout, actually. West Ham's a good shout at 13th. Why can't you?
So what about 12th then? Who do you think?
Bournemouth.
Bournemouth 12th. That'd be 12th. A good season for them off the back of the season that they just had.
Yeah, and considering that they've been completely gutted.
Yeah.
Like completely and utterly gutted. And there's talks of more. There's talks of Semenyo leaving. There's talks of Kluivert leaving.
Yeah. Mine goes after Forest. I go Bournemouth to be 13th.
Yeah.
I then got Brighton in 12th, Fulham in 11th. So we're pretty similar in these positions.
Mate, I'll be honest with you though. You've got Everton really high.
Yeah. I've got Everton. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm coming onto it. So mine in 11th, I've got Fulham.
Yeah.
I then go Manchester United 10th.
Fair.
Where are you going to go with United?
11th. I think Man United are a disaster. In fact, I've been kind to them. I think Man United are an absolute disgrace.
So you go Manchester United in 11th?
Man United 11th, yeah. I think they're a disgrace.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that is about the best that they can hope for.
Yeah.
Like, I could see it going wrong with Ruben Amorim. I really can. Like, he could potentially be sacked, couldn't he, at some point?
Honestly, it's so bad. And I mean, but we have to factor in Cunha and Mbeumo. We have to, at one stage, have to factor in that they've added 50 goals to their squad.
I do
which
admit.
Which is why I've put them four places higher than they finished. You know, I'm giving them that.
I do admit that the signings are good. Yeah. Like, Premier League proven footballers is such a good strategy. It's such an intelligent way for them to approach the transfer window.
Yeah.
So I think that's from them could be their saving grace. But I can't see them finishing. I just can't see them picking up points on a regular enough basis. So many players in that Manchester United team that are not good enough to play for the club. And they're stuck with them. Like, because they're not going to go anywhere. Because they're all on big contracts. They're never going to get the money.
They can't get rid of them.
Like, Luke Shaw's going to go nowhere. Because he's on a massive contract.
Anthony's
Ugarte.
Coming back. You know
Ugarte,
what? Pre-season really...
Onana.
Oh,
yeah.
You don't rate Ugarte?
No.
Okay, fair.
No.
Casemiro's still there.
Casemiro's on 350 grand a week.
Can't get rid of him.
Yeah,
Harry
there's
Maguire's
so
there.
Many players.
Harry Maguire's starting for Man United.
Like, Onana's starting for Man United.
Johnny Evans only just retired. He would have bloody stayed.
I know. And there's just not enough quality. So I've gone for Manchester United in 10th. You've gone for them in 11th.
Yeah.
So, Ad, who have you gone for in 10th then?
Crystal Palace.
So Palace just above Man United.
Palace just above United.
They've got European football as a... they should have European football.
Yeah. Tomorrow. My only worry with Palace, I was going to have Palace a bit higher than that. My only worry with Palace is Gaethje, the captain, going.
Yeah.
That's my only worry. You're not just losing one of the best centre-backs in the league, you're losing your captain.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's a problem.
You say one of the best centre-backs in the league, that's undoubted now, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, he's England's best centre-half by a mile.
It could be top five centre-backs in the league. Have I gone too far?
No, I think
look at the obvious ones of Van Dijk, Saliba. I mean...
Van Dijk, Saliba, some would say Konate,
yeah.
But you could debate that.
Yeah. Some would say
Ruben Diaz,
Gabriel.
Yeah, but no,
he's in that conversation.
Top five centre halves in the league. Obviously, Milenkovic at Forest had a very good season.
Very good
but
season.
But I think Gaethje is comparable season. To the very best in
good
the league.
Player.
I do.
Really good player.
I certainly do.
Who have you got then?
I've gone for Everton in
wow.
Ninth.
Wow.
Well,
wow.
At ninth isn't.
Is there a drink here? No. I know we're in a pub, but is there a drink here?
No, I think Everton in ninth is about right. Because I know that it's hard to go to a new stadium, but let's just say it goes well.
Okay.
That could galvanise them. They've got the man in charge that they want, which is huge. The fans are going to be more buoyant, more up for it, like looking forward to a season with this new stadium than they have been for recent years, under Dyche and whatever else. There'll be more of them in the stadium. I just think that they could be inspired by it.
See, everything you've said everything there about from talking about the players. Every other club we've mentioned, you've mentioned a player or players. You've talked about the stadium
but
and Moyes.
Do you not think that...
That means you know they haven't got good enough
they
players.
They haven't got good enough players. But I do think that the players that they've got are probably what? They're a top 10 team, are they?
No.
Top 12?
Dwight McNeil is their superstar player. Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
No, not him. Not him.
I mean, Branthwaite's the one, isn't it? They got him. And Pickford.
They've got
a good goalkeeper, got a good centre-back. So maybe the spine...
I just think that they'll be resilient.
Yeah,
you know, they're not going to lose a lot of games under Moyes, and I think the way that Moyes likes to set them up, they have a good go. Okay. Like, you know, Man United go there, they have a go. And when Chelsea go there, they have a go.
Yeah, fair.
It won't be like Dyche, where they were a little bit cowardly.
Fair.
So I've gone for Everton. What about you? Who have you got in ninth?
Forest.
Nottingham Forest ninth. Okay, so you see a little bit of a drop off.
I see a drop,
but you
yeah.
think that they're going to maintain pretty much.
I think they've got a good squad. And I know for a fact they're making signings. They're going for a couple of players that I saw at the Club World Cup. I think Forest will be all right.
Do you?
I really do. Like, look, if Elanga goes, fair. But they've still got a good squad of players.
Okay.
You're just hoping or thinking that everyone had just sort of crazy seasons that they can't repeat.
Yeah, I think there's a chance that that's happened. Certainly with their goal scorer. Chris Wood doesn't
Mate,
score
he scored
that
a few goals. He did score for Burnley a few times.
No,
I think you're looking
Not
at the
volume
Newcastle.
Of
you're looking
goals.
At the Newcastle season as like just crazy.
Also, his drop off at the end of the season. You know when the pressure was on and they needed him to play.
Fair.
Right now, this is where it gets. Come this in. Is where it gets juicy. Let's get into it. Right.
It's the big boys.
Okay. Right. Eighth. Who's your eighth?
My eighth, Brighton.
Okay.
Solid team, aren't they? Just a solid team.
Yeah.
Good manager.
Yeah, I've got Brighton much lower than you.
What have you got?
I've had Brighton 12th. Down in 12th, didn't I? I've got Brighton much lower. Look, you and I, this is one where we're poles apart, though.
Fair. No, I'll be honest with you. 8th to 12th in the league is going to be 6 points.
I've got a big gap for Brighton. Do you know who I've got? I've got their rivals in 8th.
Palace.
I think Palace can have a great season.
I don't think they can do it because of Europe.
I think they'll be inspired by Europe. I think they'll be invigorated by Europe.
I didn't have them that far down.
I think they'll be invigorated by Europe. I think this is the best Palace have ever had it. This is a fantastic team that they've got. Players like Gaye and Wharton.
Might be their best ever manager. At least in Premier League era.
Well, it's their best ever season.
Could be their best.
Gaye, their most successful ever captain. Right. Wharton, one of their best ever midfielders.
Yeah, Mateta's a really good striker.
Mate, Sarr.
Eze, Sarr.
I like that fellow at the back's brilliant. Lacroix.
Yeah, fair play.
Good team. I've gone Palace in 8th, and it could have been higher.
Annoying. No.
It could have been higher, because I've got Tottenham above them, and that I don't know what I'm doing there, really.
Yeah.
I just think that they're doing... Everything that Daniel Levy has done at the club overall, I understand why Tottenham fans dislike him. I understand why there are protests, and I totally empathise with Tottenham fans regarding his tenure at the club in its entirety.
Yeah.
But just because he's been wrong on many, many occasions, annoyingly, I feel like, in my opinion at least, he's got it spot on.
I think he's got it right.
Everything that they've done since they won that European tournament, they got right.
I think they've got it right.
Sacking the manager, I know it didn't necessarily go down well with Tottenham fans. I know that some Tottenham fans were heartbroken and loved Postecoglou, felt like he deserved an opportunity. But if you remove the emotion, Daniel Levy made the correct decision.
Yeah.
That was a woeful Tottenham team. It was a woeful Tottenham season that happened to somehow become the best that they've had in 40 years.
Yeah, look, I think Thomas Frank's a solid manager.
Solid appointment.
Is he an elite manager? No. But he's a solid manager with principles.
Stable.
Yeah, have we both gone a bit too high with the stable?
No, it's a really good appointment, Thomas Frank. Mm. And then you look at the players that they're linked to signing. Look, we don't know if they're going to get them over the line, but they're at the moment very heavily linked with Eberiche Eze. That is exactly
That's the kind of player.
I'm not even joking here. If I were to say to a Tottenham fan, the best player that you could possibly sign, I'll give you free pick of anybody in world football.
Realistic.
Yeah. You can't sign Mohamed Salah.
Yeah.
You can't sign Florian Wirtz. Yeah. You can sign anyone in real life. Like, who can you sign?
Eze. He's prime right now, isn't he?
It's Eze.
Like, even at age, he's prime.
And he's so Tottenham
good.
As well.
He's so good.
So perfect for Tottenham.
It's strange because I actually thought the player that was Eze 5 years ago in Zahar was Palace, so he was Spurs as well.
Yeah.
That kind of just take on, dribble, score.
So I think since then, they've won a European trophy. They've behaved brilliantly. They got rid of Postecoglou. They've appointed the perfect manager in Thomas Frank for stability. They're then being linked to players, the exact kind of players that they should be linked with.
Yeah.
How can I not say that they're going to have a good season? Everything that they're doing suggests that they're going to have a good season. The only reason they might not is because it's Tottenham and they flatter to deceive.
Let's be honest as well. I mean, last season was just an abomination.
Yeah.
Like, they're not that bad.
No, they're not.
They're not that bad.
No, there's
not that
a lot of good players in the team. So I've gone them... Oh, you've got them seventh as well?
I think I have got them seventh,
Oh, so we've both got them in seventh. So who have you gone for in sixth?
Villa
and
I think,
sixth.
You know, the biggest compliment I can give Aston Villa is that Aston Villa are now that team that I think will finish in and around those spaces.
Mm.
Especially when you consider where Villa were when Emery came. Oh, it was 16th, weren't they? 17th, 16th
under Gerrard.
The fact he's got them to the point where we now just think they'll be a top six team
is
the biggest compliment. Obviously, look, we wait to see what happens with Rashford. But even if they don't sign Rashford, they've got enough.
Yeah,
they've got enough.
I think they'll have a good season. And it's basically the manager. They've got a good team. They've got ambitious owners. They're a big club. They did well in Europe. And they've got Unai Emery.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've gone for Villa.
Who got
fifth
then?
This is where it gets really juicy now. We're talking Champions League.
Yeah.
I've gone for Newcastle again.
Okay.
Which I think would be an incredible season for them. I'm saying that with the biggest compliment that I can possibly pay them. I'm suggesting that they will solidify themselves as regular entrants into the Champions League.
Yeah.
Do you remember when it used to be a top four? Being in the top four was a victory.
Yeah.
Now it's a top five. Being within that top five consecutively, doing it consistently, I think that Newcastle United are therefore a Champions League team.
Obviously, this is hinged on Isak, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is all on Isak. I mean, Isak's not starting for Newcastle next season. They might not make my top 10.
Mm.
That's how big Isak is for me.
He's a brilliant player. I think the most important thing at that club, though, is actually Eddie Howe.
I don't agree.
Eddie Howe, he's done an amazing job there.
He's done an incredible job, but I think the most important thing at that club right now is Isak.
I don't think they'll lose Isak either. I know there's a chance. Mm. I know there's a chance, and it would be very difficult to turn down a huge,
you know,
huge
as good
bid.
As they are, and I think their midfield's fantastic, right?
Midfield's fantastic.
Tonali, Joe Linton, good defence as well, good goalkeeper. The only world-class player at that club is Isak.
Could you argue that some of the midfield... Could you argue that it's a world-class midfield in its entirety?
Okay.
Maybe not as individuals.
As a collective.
Do you remember when Liverpool's midfield was a world-class midfield with Henderson in it?
Henderson
and he wasn't individually a world-class midfield.
Great example.
Yeah.
I like that then. That's a good example.
So they've got a world-class midfield.
World-class midfield, and they've got maybe, on his day, the best striker in the world.
Yeah, I agree with that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're going to have a good year. And Eddie Howe, and they've won silverware, and they've got money.
Can they juggle everything? Yeah. Can they juggle expectation, Champions League football, everything?
They need to have a bit of luck with signings. Like, it's gone a little bit flat with them, a little bit stale with them for the signings.
Yeah.
But if they can just get someone, like, you know, at one point it looked like Delap was going to go there and he didn't.
Yeah.
One point it looked like Mbeumo was going to go there and he didn't.
Fair.
They need to get some of these players over the line.
Yeah, like Gaye was supposed to go there.
Gaye, at various different points as well.
Yeah, and it's not happened.
So they need to get that over the line. But I've gone Newcastle to finish fifth, and I think they'll have a good year in the Champions League. And you've gone Newcastle fifth as well, have you? Okay, who have you got in fourth?
I have got your boys, Chelsea.
So have I.
Yeah, I've got your boys, Chelsea. I think, you know what? I think they might have got it right with Delap, you know? I think they might have got it right.
I was working the Club World Cup.
Watching him against Esperance. I mean, no disrespect, the team from Tunisia, not the strongest team in the world. But you know when you can just see it anyway, regardless of the levels, you can just see it. And he scored a goal, which 10 years ago, I'm not joking, if you put the face of Harry Kane up there, you'd have thought, my God, that's Harry Kane.
The way he spanned up the shoulder.
And I was like,
and just gently rolled it in.
And
as
I was
well.
Like, Nicholas Jackson ain't doing that. And Nkunku is probably pulling a groin doing that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I'm thinking, you've got everything else. The midfield's fantastic. You've got Cole Palmer, that link up. Neto all of a sudden looks like he's going to stay fit.
Yeah.
Madueke, mate.
With everything that you've just said there then, why not above fourth?
Because your defence is too inexperienced for me. Yeah. You know, I was watching Thiago Silva and I was thinking, I'd have him back just to marshal it.
What was he playing in the Club World Cup?
He's playing the Club World Cup for, I think, Palmeiras or one of those.
Was he?
Yeah, he's one of those.
I love him.
Mate, and he's still controlling it. And I was looking at your back line, I was like, Badiashile, Tosin, Cole Will.
Yeah.
Where's the 29-year-old to control it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Where is it?
It's such a shame they just won't do it. But if they went out and bought like a statement centre half, somebody who's got previous, it would be great. It would elevate everything. But they just won't do it.
Yeah, it could be it because you've got the perfect balance.
I agree. Yeah. I've gone for us in exactly the same position actually. I think that we'll finish fourth. I think that we're totally capable of finishing in the top four. I don't really see that as controversial. But I just don't think we have enough to break into the three that are better than us.
It's very much dependent on Liam Delap.
Yeah.
Can he get 15 to 20 a season?
I've got no doubts about him.
And you know,
I've got no doubts about him. I honestly believe that we've solved. You know this whole thing about a curse at number nine for Chelsea?
He's a bully. He's actually a bully. For 22 years of age, he's
so built
pushing people around.
You know, we used to love, like, in you know, every club sets of fans, they have, like, certain players that they idolise. At Stamford Bridge, if you are that kind of rogue-like centre-forward, Drogba, Costa... Kerry Dixon, we've always loved that.
Floyd.
And Liam Delap is going to be loved.
Agreed.
So yeah, I've gone. I've
and he
gone
starts
fourth.
Now. He starts now.
Yeah, he's better than Jackson.
Yeah.
And what about third for you?
I've gone Man City.
You've gone Man City third.
I've gone Man City third. Yeah. You know, there's too much change happening. There's too much change. And he spoke about this as well, Guardiola. I've got too many players. I need to sell some. I don't know what I'm doing. There's too many young kids. Have Bernardo and Gundogan still got the legs? Will Phil Foden turn up? Is it all going to be in Haaland? What's going on with Grealish? Does he like Doku? Does he not like Doku? I literally have no idea. John Stones' legs have gone. Carl Walker's
right.
gone.
There are a lot
there's,
of questions.
There's too many question marks at the moment. Don't
but
wrong,
you know those questions?
Pep.
If all of those questions are answered by the man who is most capable of answering any footballing questions in the world, yeah. Pep Guardiola,
yeah.
If he answers all the questions that you just said, they'll be great.
They'll be great, but I still look at the squads of Arsenal and Liverpool and they're just solid now. Like Arsenal's Arsenal literally is just a number nine.
Yeah.
Liverpool is maybe just one player now as well. And they've both got managers that know the squads. I feel like their squads don't need to change, whereas Man City's need to figure it out 2 weeks before the season. I think it's too much figuring out.
Yeah, that's
and let's not forget the Club World Cup. I mean,
take it out of them.
Of course, Liverpool and Arsenal players are on the beach,
yeah,
relaxing. They're playing in 90-degree heat.
Yeah, I think there is something in that as well. I've interestingly gone. I don't think Manchester City.
I thought
third.
I convinced you.
You made a good case. But the only thing is that you made such a strong case that if you are correct, I'm surprised that you got them in third.
Ah, it's Pep.
Yeah,
it's Pep, mate.
Yeah,
they were awful last season.
And they still got there, didn't they?
I'm like, how did they? When did this happen?
Yeah,
remember that time when they didn't win a game in 10?
Yeah,
and I think it was like
nine out of eleven.
There
they
you
lost.
Go. Still finished first.
Still get there.
So yeah,
I've gone for Arsenal in third. I've tipped Arsenal to win the league. I've tipped
two seasons in a row.
I've constantly felt like they were capable of doing it, and I now think that they might have missed the boat. Their year to win it was either last year when Liverpool won it, or the year before when they were certainly for a period of the season the best team in the country.
Yeah.
Do you remember off the back of, they all went to Dubai and then from January to the end of the season, they were brilliant. They lost to Aston Villa at their home ground. But they were brilliant.
Honestly, they were
and
fantastic.
If you can be that good, I think ultimately they lost the league. I think they lost to West Ham at home or Fulham away, something like both in fact. And that felt like a great opportunity. Yeah. Then last year, if you'd said to an Arsenal fan before the season started, Manchester City will not win the league. It had to be them.
Yeah, agree.
It had to be them.
And in the end, they were so far off Liverpool. And let's be honest, the league was done in January.
Mm. It looked like Liverpool had it sewn up. Liverpool were the best team in the country, most likely to win the league, when we were still in 2024.
The only reason people didn't say it was because it was a guy called Slot and not Klopp.
Yeah.
If that was Klopp, it's done.
Yeah.
We're probably thinking it's done, but we didn't know too much
Arsenal,
about
Arsenal just didn't do enough. They didn't have enough about them. They didn't have the answers from the dugout. He couldn't find solutions. They became so reliant on the predictable. Relying on a set piece, relying on a throw-in, launching the ball into the box and hoping for the best.
They're still a really good team.
They are.
They're still a really good team.
They are.
Is now full of experience.
But does Arteta actually have what it takes to win a league?
No, but you've got them third, dude. You've got them third.
I've got them third because I feel...
So, yeah, I hope, you know, they don't have what it takes to win the league, but I don't think they're going to drop down to third.
I just don't think Man City are going to be anywhere near as bad as they were last year. And I don't think Arsenal are going to be anywhere near as good.
Remember, this is a Man City now. And I know he dropped off last season. Kevin De Bruyne is gone. KDB is gone.
But that could do them a favour in a way because what they won't be doing is trying to play him and him not performing.
You know what could help them as well? Finally, they have a left back in Ait Nouri.
Yeah.
Remember, they were playing when
was the last time they had a good left back? Like Terry Phelan. like they struggled in that position, haven't they?
For a while, right?
Cancelo.
And Jengo, they struggled, you're right.
So I've gone Arsenal third. I've gone Arsenal in third, Man City in second, and therefore.
Why did you stall?
Because I thought we could do the reveal. We've both agreed that Liverpool win the league.
Yeah, Liverpool win the league.
Liverpool win the league.
Liverpool win the league.
They just can't.
My only fear is, and this is after speaking to you, 3 days ago, when you named the managers that haven't done back to back. I'm like, ooh. Wenger hasn't done back-to-back.
Yeah, Wenger never retained a league. Conte never retained a league. Ancelotti never retained a league. I mean, the only managers that have, obviously, Mourinho, Fergie,
and Pep.
Yeah, it's not easy.
It's not easy to do. But I look at the reinforcements. My only fear with Liverpool is it too many changes?
No. Liverpool are simply unstoppable this season.
Stop this. I hate when you do this.
I can only say what I genuinely think and the way that I see it. You know, when I talk about football, I basically just say what I see, present my opinion.
Yeah.
Sometimes I go a little bit far and present my opinion as a fact.
Yeah.
And that's not a fact, it's an opinion. But when you think that Liverpool are the best team in the country, they were the best team in the country by a distance.
Yeah.
They've got all of the ingredients that you need. They've got that young, ferocious side within the squad.
Yeah.
They've got that local lad within the squad, something like Curtis Jones, real scout, really gets it, which is very important. They've then got the icons within the squad. Mohamed Salah is an icon, a Premier League icon.
What's good as well for Liverpool with the icons, i.e. Virgil, Alisson, and Salah. Normally, the icons are kind of faded out, and you're just keeping them around because they're icons.
They're peak.
They're our best players.
Peak. Yeah, yeah.
They're
yeah,
our best players. Those three are our best.
Yeah, they're at their peak.
Yeah.
And then obviously, as a club, as a fan base, the feeling is good. The vibes are good. There feels like there's harmony. There's expectation from the Kop. There's support from the Kop. And then you're signing players. You know, you're signing players that are the best. Like the best transfer that will happen this year is Florian Wirtz. Yeah. You've then immediately solved the problem, partly before the problem even exists, in Frimpong.
Yeah.
You've done exactly the same over on the other side with Kerkez, we assume.
Yeah.
You know, Andy Robertson potentially moves on, potentially doesn't, but you've got the solution there. It's what Stephen Gerrard said. You know that thing about fixing the roof when the sun is shining. Yeah. And that is exactly what you're doing. So I just don't see how Liverpool can be stopped. But we must remember, it's early.
It's early.
This is a ridiculously early pre-season predictor.
I don't think Man City or Arsenal can make the signings. So whether it be Arsenal getting Gyökeres or Sesko, I don't think they can make the signings.
There are game changers.
No,
if Arsenal bring in Osimhen, if Arsenal bring in Isak.
Oh, then it's the year.
If Arsenal bring it,
then we'll edit this video and redo it again.
If Arsenal bring in Isak,
then we have a problem.
There are always those things that can change. Yeah. Football moves very fast.
Yeah. What if Liverpool bring in Isak?
No. Yeah. Maybe. Well, Addy, this is the debut video in the new set. Thank you so much for finding the time. Really do appreciate it. Make sure that you subscribe to Addy's YouTube channel. The link is in the description below. Thank you to everybody for watching this. I really hope you've enjoyed it. Really hope you like the set. Let me know your thoughts in the comments section below. Make sure that you click subscribe as well. It'd be an honour to welcome you to this community. And I look forward to seeing you all on the next video. In a bit.